get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Man, we got a lot to do here in this hour, including our Jinx Eat Hunting and Fishing Report from my good friend John Tompkins. Good morning, John Tompkins. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Mickey. How you doing?
I couldn't be better. You sent me an awesome email, and I want to get into it quickly today because we got a lot to cover. Buying property, there's some things about buying land for hunting, some decisions to be made, and then some questions you got to ask about it. These, I know you do this for a living, and you cover, it's not as simply as just liking something and buying. There's a lot of things to consider on this, John. When you think about buying hunting land, give me some of the factors and some of the questions that need to be answered.
So when you're getting out, when you're buying hunting land, there are a few things that you need to understand before you start your search. First is your budget. You need to understand how much you can spend, understand what your finances are. That's going to narrow down the amount of properties you're going to find or be looking for, and make it a little more simple in finding that property. Get pre-approved. If you're going to do it through financing, go to your financer, get pre-approved. That not only will help you narrow down your properties, could also help you with your offers and negotiations. Pre-approvals are definitely preferred by sellers. The next one, location of the property. Very important to understand how long it's going to take for you to get to that property. If you're using it for hunting, that's something that you want to be able to get to fairly quickly. You may not have the option of staying at the property, so it might be something that you need to travel to each morning and evening. So the distance from your house is very important. Also, the valuation of land in the upstate of South Carolina varies from county to county, not necessarily the county, but the distance from Greenville, Columbia, Anderson, the major population centers and so forth. So understanding that can help you narrow down that search as well. In terms of the hunting aspect, the game on the property, is there food on the property? Obviously, food's going to attract game to the property, and depending on the size of the property that you buy, it's either going to attract them to the property, across through your property in order to hunt them, or it's going to keep them on your property. Some of the things, wild berry, honeysuckle vines are good to see. Oak trees, drop acorns is good. Fruit trees are obviously attract them. And current established food plots on the property by the current or previous owner, something to consider. And the ability to create those food plots on the property is another thing to look out for. The terrain, the soil quality. Walking the property is where you can understand whether the terrain's going to allow you to build those food plots. And the soil condition is important, too. You can understand that by using your Clemson Extension office in the county that you buy your land. They can do soil tests for you. So, and then the other, and another, probably the most important, is cover for the game that you're hunting. Tall grasses, heavily wooded, or just brushy areas are important. It gives them a place to bed down and makes them feel safe, which is important. But once you cover all those, you need to ask a few questions once you're in the process of actually considering purchasing. When you're looking at a property, understand the access points from the, from the state or county road that the property is located on. It all, understanding where those access points are, the more access points to the property, the better. And it also may give you the opportunity to learn about any easements on the property and understand how that will affect you. How much are the yearly taxes going to be? Properties used for hunting most of the time can be categorized as an ag property, which is a much lower tax rate. So it's good to make sure that that's the case with that property. If not, then something you can change. But in the process of buying the property, that sometimes can change unexpectedly, and you just need to make sure in that process that that's not changing, and and you know, the lawyer can help you out with that. The agent can help you out with that as well. Are there any utilities on the property, such as water, sewer, so forth? Not really an issue for hunting, but it's a big issue for the resale of their property down the road. Obviously, it's more valuable to buyers if there's utilities on it for future growth and so forth. So that's important to understand. Water source for the game that you're hunting. All animals and so forth need water. So if there's water source on your property, a pond, creeks, streams, stuff like that, that's a good aspect to have on the property. Another one, has the property been surveyed? Understanding the boundary lines, of course, is important. Make sure the lines are marked, the corners are marked. That can either be with, you can notice that with tape that's tied to trees or even painted lines on trees and so forth. So it's good to know if that survey has been done. And then lastly, is there income potential? Timber is very valuable, and it's good to understand the timber that you have on the property. Mineral rights can be valuable as well. It's good to make sure that those mineral rights are going to transfer with the property to you. Determine the age of the timber on the property is important because you'll know the timeline in which to cut that timber and make your money on it. All stuff that a forester is recommended, certainly recommended by us for you to use, but a forester can help you out. You hire a forester to do that. So those are all the things that you need to consider when buying a piece of property, and it can help you find that perfect piece.
No doubt about it. And speaking of perfect pieces, you guys got a bunch of them anyway, but there's two on here I want to ask you about, this Betty's Creek track and the Goose Creek track. I know you got some big tracks with some awesome scenery.
Yeah. So, you know, since we're talking about hunting properties and trying to find it, two of the properties that I picked from my listings is the Betty Creek track property up in the Silva area of North Carolina, Jackson County. It's 45 acres. It's got great views of the Blue Ridge Mountains. It consists of old growth hardwoods, oak trees with the acorns and all that stuff. There's several buildable home sites suitable for an estate piece or even a small development in the future. And the property has easy access from Buddy's Creek Road. But again, that's located in the Jackson County area of North Carolina. Great place if someone's looking to create a small hunting track, maybe even a better place for someone that's creating a getaway mountain house, estate, so forth, for a weekend or yearly getaway. The other one is I would describe more as a purely hunting track with the possibility of putting a cabin or house on it and just kind of living in the rural area of the state. Called the Goose Creek Track. That track's located in the Donald, South Carolina area in Greenwood County. It's approximately 45 minutes from Greenville. It's 81 acres. Has old growth hardwoods on the back third or back two thirds of the property. The front third of the property is planted pine, loblolly pine. So it's got some income potential there. Has great potential to create food plots. Has a good road system on it. Plenty of road frontage on two roads, Thames Road and Old Greenville Church Road. And the back of the property borders Goose Creek, and it includes a flooded wetland area that's primed for a duck impoundment to be established. So both of these properties, I suggest people go on our website, www.jirland.com, and check those out. You can type the name in, Goose Creek or Betty's Creek, and they'll come right up. But it's a great time to get out there, buy property, and, I hope people check us out.
I love it, man. Y'all do a great job. I learned a lot this morning. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Hey, John, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys then.
All right. Thanks, Maggie. Take care.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. That's our good friend, John Tompkins. A lot of information out there about what to consider. Zach, I hope you took some notes because I know you'll be buying a bunch of big farmland and a bunch of big hunting land, all that, too. So that's good for you. A couple things here, buddy. How you doing over there?
Everything I'm good? Doing just fine. Appreciate you asking, checking up on me.
We have reports. I mean, I've got the tee times and the pairings for the second phase of this.
What do you got for me?
Ryder Cup. I can report to you. I'm going to make it a little dramatic. that all four players who didn't play this morning on both sides will play in the afternoon. And so, in other words, that's Sergio Garcia, Alex Noren, Ian Poulter, Henrik Stenson for the American team, Mickelson, DeChambeau, Bubba Watson, and Webb Simpson. So they're all playing in the afternoon. They didn't play in the morning. I can tell you that in the European team, Rahm, Olsen, Hatton, and Casey are sitting in the afternoon. And I can tell you that Finau, Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Reed are sitting in the afternoon. So here we go. As far as the 3-1 lead for the United States now. Now we go to alternate shot. Sergio Garcia and Alex Noren will face Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau. Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy will face Bubba Watson and Webb Simpson. Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose will face Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. And Francisco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood will play Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. So we have the four guys that are playing both matches so far, McIlroy, Rose, Molinari, and Fleetwood for the European teams. The four Americans, matter of fact, keeping the same teams, Johnson, Fowler, Thomas, and Spieth. 3-1 lead for the United States so far. You've watched it. I've not watched a lot of it this morning, Mr. Orr 24. Any impressions? You say Tiger's not playing well.
Tiger looks like hot garbage today.
Really?
Francisco sunk the putt to beat Tiger and Patrick Reed. Tommy Fleetwood's going to be a problem this week. He looks dialed in. He looks good. The hair has shown up to France outside of Paris there. Elsewhere, Finau found the drink once, almost found it again. You saw the railroad tie shot.
Yeah.
What else did we see? John Rahm blew up, and he's not playing this afternoon because he's John Rahm. Everybody found the water at some point. Tiger found the water. It was all kinds of fun. Everyone's going for a swim.
Sounds like a lot of rinsing of golf balls going on there now, which is interesting. What is your excitement level for the Ryder Cup? I did the biggie games of the week.
Yep.
I didn't do all the other things that are in the sports world, including the NFL, including the Ryder Cup weekend, including Major League Baseball winding down the last weekend of the regular season. What's got your attention?
I mean,
your dad's in town, too. What's got your attention?
I'm interested in it. I'll keep up with it today. I'll probably watch a little bit today. Once the weekend starts, if we're going to be honest, it's college football and the NFL, and that's going to take precedent, and it's going to take a real far back burner, the Ryder Cup is.
All right. Looking forward to I will watch it tomorrow. It's interesting because Saturdays you always get college football, so you got to go back and tape it. I'm taping all these, so tomorrow night, maybe, you know, there's not a lot of great 3:30 games tomorrow. So before all those seven, you know, tomorrow night you're going to watch South Carolina, Kentucky. You're going to watch Ohio State and Penn State. You're going to watch Notre Dame and Stanford. A lot of good games tonight. 3:30 games aren't great, so maybe watch some Ryder Cup in between all that. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really, really good weekend. Scott Reimer is going to join us in our next segment. We've got normally at 7:45. He's traveling, so he'll come back with us at 8:25 and preview the 204th edition of the Tiger pregame show. Zach, we've been pretty serious on today's show. Can I give you a lighthearted note here?
Sure.
Okay. According to USA Today, I have another top 10 ranking for college football. The top 10 best marching bands, number 10, Miami, number 9, Western Michigan, number 8, Michigan, 7, Ohio State, 6, Wisconsin, 5, Michigan State, 4, Purdue, 3, Ohio, 2, UMass, number 1 marching band in the country this week, Central Michigan. I don't know how they determine these things. Fan index.
These are the rankings that matter.
These are the only ones that matter, obviously. Bands take themselves very, very serious. I don't want to insult your sister here.
Mm-hmm.
Any part of you say that they take themselves a little too serious?
The marching band?
Yes.
My sister, having done it her freshman year, realized that.
Okay.
And she stepped away from it this year.
She did?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to do it this year.
Is she doing it or not doing it then?
No, she's not doing it. She's doing a bunch of other stuff.
Good. So, okay.
Because of those reasons. Because it is kind of ridiculous.
I was going to get on people not having Rutgers in there for you. And don't get me wrong. They all do a good job, and it's great. But I'm going to get in trouble for it. I'll get about 10 emails on it. Blah, blah, you're an idiot. And, you know, I think it's great. I love it. I think it's a big deal. But they do take themselves a little too serious, a little bit. We all take ourselves a little too seriously, probably.
It's fine. You know, they enjoy doing it. A lot of people enjoy watching it. Have a good time. Yeah, have a great time with it.
I knock yourself out. But you take it not quite as serious. Hey, let me get some Twitter in here before we get to our friend Scott Reimer with the Tiger pregame show, the next segment. At Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24, Chad writes in, the fact that Mullen has coached him up to this level is proof that the man can coach. Franks may be the worst quarterback I've ever seen at Florida, and Mullen has made him look much better. Felipe Franks has looked pretty good, but I'm not sure that continues, and that will be interesting week this week. I have my questions about Florida. They weren't answered at Tennessee. I had my questions about Florida, and I don't want to say they were answered at Kentucky because they obviously didn't play well against Kentucky. My Florida questions will be answered this week, next week. They don't necessarily have to beat Georgia or, well, coming out this week at Mississippi State, next week at home against LSU, and then later on with Missouri, South Carolina, and then at Florida State. That's my Florida answers are there. I'm not willing to say they're back yet, not willing to say they're not back yet. Too early to tell in the Dan Mullen era down there. Kristen writes on Twitter, at Mickey Potter's preaching this morning, and I'm digging it. Joshua says, preaching this morning, love it, man. I don't want to sound holier than thou. I don't want to sound I don't want to sound too much self-righteous. I don't want to be that at all. That's not the point of what we were saying earlier, though. Am I hearing that Justin Fields is suspended this weekend? Am I hearing that right?
I have not seen that, but I'd be happy to look it up.
I'm being told that he may have been suspended for this week's game.
You know, for what?
Talking on a cell phone on the sidelines.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
No, that's what somebody's trying to tell me. I hadn't seen anything about it right now, but we'll see. We'll see what comes out of that. Keep an eye on that one. You can't
that's
talk
not
to yourself.
Real. That's not
no,
real.
That can't be real. We get trolled sometimes. That's certainly not real, right? Granger Nissan, we were there yesterday. I loved, in case you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the first hour of Quark and Kelly Show yesterday where Jorge came out and did a little opera for us. That was great. We saw a bunch of great-looking cars, a bunch of great-looking trucks, SUVs. Granger Nissan of Anderson has it going on. This is truck month, and this Titan truck is a great-looking vehicle. Go by and see my friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson off of Clemson Boulevard. You're going to love the deals right now with really one of the hot trucks in this industry. It's a Titan at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home with lifetime warranty, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. We'll come back. Scott Reimer joins us previewing the Tiger pregame show when you return after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We're a third of the way into the season with the Tigers back home after playing the Yellow Jackets. We'll take a look at the game with Syracuse today. 3-7 at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest with some Papa John's pizza and nothing but football.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week number 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome, Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with the new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. R&RTires.com.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Roosters wants you guys to come in and treat you like men, treat you like, get your hair cut, get it done right. There's two things I could tell you at Roosters. Number one is you need the express cut because you know you're in a hurry. You know you've got a lot going on. You know there's a busy, busy life out there. You got to pick up the kids. You got to get to the baseball game. You got to get the dance recital. You got to get the soccer game. Get them all kids up and rounded up and ready to go. They can do that. Or let's say that you're taking care of everything and you just want to sit back and relax, get a little neck massage, and get a little straight razor shaves, get all cleaned up, get some smell them up on there pretty good. Think about our great friends at Roosters. Off of Pelham Road in Greenville, roostersmgc.com. Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show with another early start tomorrow in the 204th edition of the Tiger Pregame Show. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
Mick, I'm doing well out in across the country from you in Seattle, Washington, about to hop a plane. And hopefully if these pilots do their job, I'll be back in Greenville and, of course, ready to do the pregame show in the morning, 6 to 9, Breakfast with the Tiger pregame show, number 204. And, of course, a very big football game, two undefeated teams going at it tomorrow in Death Valley.
I got to ask you first and foremost, slight drizzle here in Clemson this morning. Typical rain in Seattle right now or not?
You know what? You know what? The irony of it all, we got out here Tuesday. It has not, there has not been a cloud in the sky. Blue skies all day. I don't know. It didn't even threaten to rain here. And then we saw all the nasty weather on the news last night, you know, on my Twitter feed from the upstate. So ironic indeed that I'm in Seattle, beautiful 70, 80 degree weather, no clouds in the sky, and you guys are dealing with rain.
I do have some good news for you, though, Scotty. You're bringing back good temperatures and good weather here because tomorrow at Clemson, only a 20% chance of rain tomorrow during the game, really even less than that during the game. You're seeing 83 degrees as a high, so no more of that 90 stuff around here. And then finally, from an hour by hour, just making sure I've got it right for tomorrow, we're looking at kickoff temperatures at noon tomorrow, about 78 degrees with about a 5-mile-an-hour wind and not much chance of rain on partly cloudy skies. Should be awesome weather when you get back. Now, as far as 6 a.m. goes, a little cooler, 66 tomorrow, which is about nice. Well, tell us about the show, what time, where, what are we going to hear on the 204th edition?
Well, of course, 6 to 9, and we'll have plenty to talk about. You know, I leave the state for a couple of days, and things just go to pot. I mean, you know, I guess I'm just going to have to stay in Greenville from now on to make sure we don't have all this drama this week. But, yeah, you know, looking forward to it. You know, obviously Kelly and I will discuss and the implications and ramifications of where we are now at the quarterback position and of course, break this game down, talk about Syracuse a lot. You know, it's kind of a redemption day. I know Clemson hasn't talked about it in that way, but I think the fan base feels that way. I think there's still a lot of raw emotions from last year's game. So I expect a pretty electric for a variety of reasons, I expect a pretty electric atmosphere inside Death Valley tomorrow.
Totally agree with that. Let me go back. We try to do this every week. And let me go back and ask you, Clemson went and was once Trevor Lawrence came in the game, Clemson was pretty doggone dominant offensively. And against the wackadoo defense, our offense, they shut it down pretty good. What were your lasting impressions and lasting memories of an impressive victory down in Atlanta?
Well, two things. First of all, I was almost field level in our seats. I had a great view of the quarterback play. And Mick, I can tell you there was a couple of out patterns to Artavis Scott, but a couple of out patterns to Amari Rodgers where the ball was just thrown on a rope. It's something to watch that ball fly from the stands, you know, up high, which is where I've been watching most of the Clemson games with Trevor in the game. Field levels, it's almost it's hard to miss, and so you know, his play was outstanding. I thought the other takeaway is this has really nothing to do with Clemson. The Paul Johnson stuff's got to end at Georgia Tech. You know, it's a disgrace that football team is so bad, and you know, they've never been dominant, but they've always been very competitive. And that program's not competitive anymore, and Georgia Tech needs to move on. That fan base deserves better than what they're paying to go see with that offense.
You mentioned it earlier, Scott. The big news, Kelly Bryant transferring from Clemson's program 4 games into the season. What were your thoughts initially? What are the thoughts now about the starting quarterback at Clemson transferring after 4 games?
You know, it's funny. You know, as I mentioned, I've been out in Seattle, and I've had some Clemson shirts on and hats, you know, throughout the week. This is a national story, mate. You know, there's people who come. You know, typically when you're out of town and you know this, and you wear a Paul, they'll know that you're Clemson and all that. But you know, instead of the conversation about, well, you know, Clemson's looking really good this year, and everything was about, what do you think about your quarterback leaving? What do you think about your quarterback leaving? It's a national story that he left. I wish the best for Kelly. I don't get into the trying to blame game or do all that stuff. I mean, I hate that it ended the way it did in the sense that I thought probably would have been better left not saying some things on his way out. Maybe would have been better for him, but he is a young kid and he's emotional and all that. I don't get it totally in the sense, you know, even staying with the team and just asking not to play unless needed in an emergency. But he made the decision. Now, here's the thing, Mick, with that. I don't think that's a surprise in the fact that I thought eventually Trevor was going to take over the job. We talked about this in the offseason. And that timeline has been about what I expected. The difference now, though, is you don't really have the proven backup anymore, because Kelly was going to be the proven backup, right? So now I think the most important person on the football team right now is Chase Brice. And because we know what Trevor is, and we don't really know much yet about Chase, but he's got to get game ready, because as you know, Mick, anything can happen on any given play. And I think Clemson's the long-term ramifications for this, if Trevor stays healthy, are none. I think Clemson is going to be what they were going to be anyway. But where it gets interesting is if something happens to Trevor and how that recalibrates the expectations for the season. Is Clemson still a top four team in the country without a starting quarterback? That's a lot of speculation, a lot of ifs and ands and buts. But I do believe our margin of error, if you will, with having two guys you can trust and win games with has gone away. Now, maybe Chase will be that guy, and we'll find out. So I'm looking for tomorrow. I'm hoping Clemson plays really well and Trevor plays really well. But I'm beginning to think we need to get some snaps for Chase in some situations and get him some opportunities to get out there a little more than he has already.
All right, let me and Zach Orr come in on this as well. Scott, it's because it is a topic, and I don't want to take away from tomorrow's game a little bit, but I want to ask you guys some questions. I made this statement on yesterday's show with Kwok and Kelly, and I think I'm trying to make the point, but I want to get you guys to feel free to disagree. The idea that if Trevor Lawrence got hurt, then that Clemson season might be wrecked. Okay. Do you think that Kelly Bryant could beat Tua or Jake Fromm? You think that Clemson with Kelly Bryant would have gone in and won a semifinal game against Georgia and a final game against Alabama? Hypothetically, could Kelly Bryant, Clemson-led offense, beat Alabama, beat Georgia? Zach, you want to go first?
Sure. I don't think they could beat an Alabama team. We saw that last year.
Right. Scott?
I agree with the Alabama part. I would debate the Georgia game a little bit. Absolutely. But I don't think Clemson wins with Kelly Bryant against Alabama. No.
Okay. Do you think that if Tua got hurt, that Jalen Hurts could beat Clemson, Ohio State, or Georgia?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think they could beat Clemson.
You think that Jalen Hurts can beat Clemson? I don't. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the defense can shut
down.
I don't think.
Let me put it in this terms, Mick. I don't think Jalen Hurts beats Clemson with Trevor Lawrence playing quarterback.
I agree with that. Now let me ask you this: do you think that if Jake Fromm got hurt, that Justin Fields could beat Ohio State with Haskins, Clemson with Lawrence, or Tua in Alabama?
No.
I agree with Scott there.
Okay. And if Haskins got hurt, do you think the second team quarterback, I forgot the kid's name now, at Ohio State could beat Tua, beat Fields, beat Trevor Lawrence?
No.
So my point is that Clemson's no different than Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State. If your first team quarterback gets hurt, you don't win national championships. Sorry. Simple as that. Now Ohio State did it a few years ago with Cardell Jones, a little bit different story. I don't think Clemson's any different than anybody else, and maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, and Scotty, I think to your point, man, and that is a good point. I'm with you on that. I think the side of it too is let's be honest. Until you get to that game, or it maybe the ACC championship game. I don't know what ended up happening with Miami last night. They were winning big when I turned it off. But let's just assume that they go to the ACC championship game. I think Clemson can win and win comfortably, relatively comfortably with Chase Brice from now until the playoffs, one way or the other. So this is a conversation that really doesn't crank up, regardless of the health of Trevor Lawrence. The guy's not even hurt yet. We're talking about him being hurt. But regardless of all of that, this isn't a conversation until December anyway, because I think Clemson can probably win most of these games with Hunter Renfrow taking snaps at center. I mean, and I don't mean to be facetious about that, but I just think there's enough on both sides of the ball for Clemson in most of our games this year to not have to sweat out no matter who's at quarterback. This is a conversation for December and January, and if Trevor Lawrence is under center in December and January, Clemson's got a chance to win a national championship.
Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show number 204, 6 a.m. tomorrow. Scott, it seems pretty obvious that Clemson's offense will be different. Is it obvious to you that it will be different now moving forward with Trevor Lawrence pulling the trigger?
No doubt about it, Mick. And you saw it last week. It was crystallized last week. Two things. You see the running lane, see what Clemson can do running the football, whichever. And you watch the defensive backs. Well, you won't be able to do it this week. And how they got up on Clemson's receivers when Kelly was in the game as opposed to Trevor, completely different. And that again helped the running game. So I think Clemson's offense is much different under Trevor, and I think it was all along, even though the coaches said they were basically calling the same plays. One thing it'll be interesting to see is now that Trevor is the guy, will they call design runs for him? He seems pretty nimble with his feet. It's just not his strength. I just think you've got a lot of weapons. To me, him running the ball is not worth any of the reward you get out of it. I'd let him sling it and hand it and do his thing and be a little bit more of a traditional quarterback instead of the dual threat, which Clemson has been really since, I can't even remember when Clemson wasn't a dual threat quarterback. I mean, you have to go back before Taj Boyd.
Yeah, maybe back to Cullen Harper days, maybe. Maybe Kyle Parker a little bit through all of that. I would say more RPOs, less zone read, and less zone read action off of that. Scott, Syracuse, I made the statement earlier, feel free to disagree with this. I think Syracuse is the most interesting home opponent for Clemson moving forward. Maybe outside of the rivalry game with South Carolina, but to me, I'm more interested in watching Syracuse than I am NC State or Louisville or Duke right now. With the style of play, with them beating Clemson last year, with Dino Babers' fast pace, and with Dungy, a pretty guy, interesting guy, and this little Riley kid, this little punt returner, wide receiver guy that's pretty dynamic. This looks like a pretty interesting matchup to me.
I totally agree, which is kind of going back to my point earlier about the atmosphere tomorrow. I'm tired of seeing the option and the wackadoo and all that stuff. I'm ready to see somebody slinging around a little bit and see what this secondary can do, see what our defensive line can do when they're not staying in running lanes and gaps and turning those guys loose a little bit. So I'm so excited about that. The fact that Syracuse beat Clemson last year, I don't care if it was a fluke or not a fluke. They've got scoreboard on us right now. I think that adds to it a little bit. And then I think all of this stuff, one thing you can guarantee is that when there's drama and adversity, and I don't know if adversity is the right word, but certainly there's been a lot of drama in Clemson this week. And your pride of your school is kind of on the line a little bit, let's face it. There were some things said both in the national media, not so much, but even from Kelly himself that I think kind of rallies the troops around the team. So I expect for all of those reasons that it will be a very electric atmosphere. And to your point, probably the best atmosphere we'll have until the Gamecocks comes down in November.
Looking forward to it. Remind us again, number 204 consecutive Tiger pregame shows. What time, where, what can they hear? Obviously looking forward to tomorrow with you guys, you and Kelly.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well. Kelly Gramlich and I will be on the Swan Pavilion, the lawn at Little John, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. WCCP, download the app. We've been listening to it out here in Seattle. It sounds great. So I know fans will do that as they make their win. Have safe travels. Arrive early. Those nooners are tough on traffic. So, and of course, come ready to cheer on the Tigers, and let's get us a big win and move to 5-0.
Sounds great. Scotty, have a great day, my friend. Looking forward to hearing you in the morning. Be safe in your travels, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right, that's our good friend Scott Reimer, number 204, tomorrow. Hey, you've heard me talk for several years now about my friends at Reed's Jewelers on the top floor at Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all between Belk and Macy's. This week, they've got something going on. Today's a big, big day. Tomorrow's a big day. Sunday's a big day. This weekend, it's their pre-owned Swiss watch show. All Swiss watches will be certified, authentic, and include a 2-year warranty. No doubt, these are going to move fast. So, got a better selection today than you do tomorrow, better selection tomorrow than you do on Sunday. So go by and see these pre-owned Rolexes, Omegas, and Tags. Take advantage of the special financing available. Stop by Reed's 5 until 6 tonight. Have your picture made with the Clemson mascot. Kids, you'll like that. The Reed's Jewelers Certified Pre-Owned Swiss Watch Show going on right now through Sunday. Clemson mascot today from 5 until 6. While you're at it, never too early, think about Christmas shopping. Reed's Jewelers, let Wally Odom and his team take care of you. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. When we come back to Chick-fil-A of Clemson, the final segment of the week after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel.
Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering 2018 Ford Escapes up to $4,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $3,000 in factory rebates.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health dare, I had had 2 hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health dare on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health dare that I thought that, you know, when you finish this program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health dare coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health dare is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine, and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it and feel good about it. And you would gain some energy back. You gain your health back. And you gain your life back. And the health care did that for me.
Get your free consultation with the health care today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The road to true freedom is traveled on 2 wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Every new and pre-owned Toyota comes with a Ralph Hayes family promise. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, it's a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
It's another exciting year of Tiger football as they get set to take on Syracuse with hopes for another championship season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area, offering independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing. Visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. It's going to be a great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Final segment of the show, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. They would love to get in touch with you. They'd love for you get in touch with them. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, man, they'd like to help you out because they get the best in products, every single delivery, in full, on time, every single time. Their own door plant, their own truss plant, their own wall plant, all that means really is that you're going to get great products at a great price, cutting out the middleman. On the things that they don't have their own plants with, they give you the very best when it comes to the products out there and the best deals out there. They understand one very, very important aspect of this. If you're not successful, they're not successful. So think about our great friends over at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. All right, Mr. Orr 24.
Yes,
I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing over there?
It's been a good while, we're going to be honest. I'll tell you right now.
I know. Well, all you did is sit back and watch the Ryder Cup.
That's all I've been doing.
Tell me what I have not seen it. Tell me what I've missed.
Well, obviously you knew that it was 3-1 going into the second round of today.
Right.
Now we have two apiece that are we have one piece, one U.S. leading. The U.S. is down one in the Mickelson pairing, and then the other two are halved at the moment. So it's competitive, to say the least.
Yeah. Huge crowds from what I see.
Big crowds at Le Golf National in Paris. Actually, it's not in Paris. It looks it's outside of Paris.
Yeah, about 12 miles outside of Paris. It looks like a pretty doggone golf course. Pretty good doggone good golf course.
The only complaint so far has been the coverage, the commercials, and the lack of trackers and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really? Don't have all that over there.
I guess not.
You know whose fault it is?
Paris?
Frenchie.
The French?
Yeah, Frenchie. Yeah.
Oui.
See, that's one thing I don't agree on. You love the French, boy.
I have a soft spot for that city. The City of Lights. It's a beautiful, beautiful town.
I don't know. You can have it. Keep it over there. A couple things. We have not talked enough this week because of the quarterback stuff here at Clemson. We've not talked this week about South Carolina and Kentucky. And Mr. Orr 24, this is a huge, huge football game for South Carolina and for Kentucky. This is a game that I think doesn't define their season, but you ever see those video games where like you're trying to climb something and you get that springboard and it throws you up even higher? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but keep going. I feel like you're right on it.
My wife plays these games where you're jumping on these pedestals or whatever, and every once in a while you'll jump on this little pad or whatever, and it'll catapult you forward.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about, right?
Donkey Kong,
like Crash Bandicoot or Bandicoot, whatever the guy's name
Bandicoot.
Was.
Bandicoot, that was the one.
That one. Crash. Why must you always muck in my mud? Where you just kind of get catapulted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a win for Kentucky or South Carolina does. It like just springs you forward in the games. I wish I knew the game I'm talking about.
you're really crushing it. Really crushing
Thank you, man. And I love how you just dangle me out there and care nothing about rescuing me in a very desperate
FIFA?
Situation.
Is it FIFA?
No, it's not FIFA. No. No, it's not. What'd you call it?
FIFA.
No, it's not FIFA. No, this is a catapult game that can really catapult you forward.
Is it Sonic the Hedgehog?
It might be. I don't know Sonic, but it might be. It's not Donkey Kong, but it's something like that where you kind of go up these steps and you kind of get catapulted. Anyway.
Uh-huh. MLB the show? Is that what it is?
Yes. MLB the show. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. No, it's Asteroids. Hey.
Asteroids.
Ohio State, Penn State. I need a thought.
Wait, I thought we were talking about South Carolina, Kentucky.
I just said it's the catapult game.
I get it. Okay, fine. We're done talking about South Carolina, Kentucky. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Right.
Ohio State.
I'll give you a quick on South Carolina, Kentucky. South Carolina has to make Kentucky beat them through the air. If Benny Snell goes off, the Gamecocks have zero chance. Their chance is make them have to throw the football make them have some balance. Kentucky's not balanced. They don't want to be balanced. All they want to do is line up and run Benny Snell and give it to him every single play. Make the other guys beat you.
Benny Snell's got 500 on the ground so far this year. You're 100% right. This Wilson kid's got more interceptions than does touchdowns. They need to make him throw the ball.
All right. I need an Ohio State-Penn State thought.
Ohio State-Penn State's a whiteout, I believe, 7:30 up there in Happy Valley. It's going to be Trace McSorley's game to win or lose for that team, in my opinion. I think Haskins is going to play well. I saw his quote yesterday about wanting to face adversity, getting hit in the mouth, and hitting it right back. I thought it was great. I can't wait to see him play for Ohio State this weekend. I do have Ohio State winning the game, though, at Happy Valley.
Now, I like all that, and I agree with that. I think Ohio State wins. I think Ohio State's more talented, but this is a huge test going into that kind of atmosphere environment. I probably put too much emphasis on home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I think elite teams can win, but they will have to be elite to go in and win in Happy Valley tomorrow night. Notre Dame and Stanford tomorrow. You like Stanford in this one, you say?
I do like Stanford in this one. I thought Notre Dame has had a tumultuous start to the season. There's been some games where they probably got away with one, got away with a couple, to be honest. Stanford last week, obviously coming off the win over Oregon. You're flying high. You come all the way back. You believe in the team. Maybe Bryce Love gets going a little bit today against a weaker Notre Dame front. I still don't know if Notre Dame has a quarterback, even though they made the switch from Wimbush last week. We'll see what happens. I still have Stanford winning this game, though.
All right. Finally, one more thought on Clemson and Syracuse. Your
Uno
final thought.
Mas, I would expect a big old day from the Clemson offense. I think it's a week to make a statement after a controversial week, to say the least, off the field and in the media, in the press, the national media, as we talked to Scott Reimer a little while ago as he was out in Seattle. It's a weekend to make a statement, especially against the Syracuse team that probably took a little bit away from your season last year. You want to put up a big number. You want to make and send a message and leave no doubt this weekend at 12 noon in Death Valley on ABC.
Can't wait for you to get there, man. Nice you to show up this week.
I know. I couldn't get there the first 4 weeks, but I'm there. I'm there for week 5.
Yeah, nice you to finally come to a football game. Mm-hmm. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a great hands of Brad Hughes. Great hands of Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes, insurance.com. Anything you need, this guy can help you out. Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. If you make one phone call, do this today. 292-3001. We forgive the LSU community for not being focused on their fifth-ranked college football team right now. Sad news out of Baton Rouge this morning. LSU basketball player. Is it Wade Sims? W-A-Y-D-E? Wade Sims?
I'm not entirely sure.
Was shot and killed near Southern University's campus early this morning. Baton Rouge Police has confirmed the 20-year-old, 6'6" junior who averaged 5.6 points, 2.9 rebounds, 17 points a game. He was Louisiana Player of the Year in his junior season at Baton Rouge. He's originally from there. His father, Wayne Sims, played at LSU with Shaquille O'Neal. No arrests have been made. Man, that's just – it's senseless. It's thoughtless. I can't believe that we still have this going on. But Sims from LSU shot and killed this morning. Basketball player at the age of 20. That's just way too young to leave us. And, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected by that. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mick, I know you're in the app, so you're going to get a couple of spoilers here, but Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson, 1-5 over Johnson and Fowler. Watson and Simpson, 2-0 over McElroy and Poulter through 4. Mickelson and DeChambeau are 1-1 to Garcia and Noren through 2. And then through 2 as well, Molinari and Fleetwood are all square with Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth.
My two-minute drill body.